And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Hey, we all made it in. It was a late night for us. We went to the hockey game at Sprint Center. Tons of fun, but man, it was packed. Trying to get into downtown last night.
Yeah, I saw it was packed.
We spent 45 minutes, no joke, 45 minutes trying to find a parking spot.
Is that right?
And ended up having to park on the other side of the highway and walking over, which is fine, but yeah, it was packed.
Should have rode the train.
Seriously, at that point, it would have been helpful.
They were all there to see Brian Truda bowl.
That's right. Which, of course, I was late, but I parked in like 4 minutes, so.
Yeah. Well, we did park free.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'll get mine back. It's a tax write-off. That's all right.
So you had a big bowling event there.
I did, yes. We were bowling for the Missouri Motion Media Association.
Right.
Trying to attract some filmmakers to come to town. They were like, well, you know, when the show Ozark on Netflix doesn't even film in Missouri, that's a problem. They film in Atlanta because there's bigger tax breaks.
Uh-huh. Which is a fantastic show, by the way, Ozark.
I got to watch it.
So good.
We watched the first episode, but we need to watch part two.
Yeah.
So they said when things like that happen, we need to do a better job. And they did hint at some of the bigger production companies are really looking at Kansas City now going, it's kind of a hidden gem here.
Yeah.
We got some things going on. Plus, we have good barbecue. We can craft services that thing up.
And as far as the bowling goes, how was that?
Well, we took second place.
Uh-huh.
You know, they called me the ringer, which is a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And so I stepped in, and the first ball, I think, was a gutter ball. So I'm like, well, I'm not ringing much, except...
Disappointment.
Right. But it got better. I think I got a 114 was the final score.
Is that good?
No, it was awful.
That's
bad.
That's not good
at all.
Bad.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I was bowling 114s when I cut my finger off.
Yikes.
But you have your fingers.
Yes, but it's been a long... I mean, it's been 8 years since I bowled in the league. It's been a long time since I picked up a ball.
That's how we are. Like, we'll go once every, every couple of years and bowl terribly and then don't do it again for a couple of years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. But it was great. Everybody at No Other Pub is awesome. The food was great.
And
we had a lot of fun raising some money and getting some things done.
Good.
So, good times.
I was sitting there going, man, I wish we had an NHL team. This is so good. This is so fun.
Were there any fights? Anybody get put in the penalty box?
It was the greatest.
Yes!
In the first period, my 9-year-old looks up and she goes, why are they boxing at a hockey game? And I was like, because it's hockey. You get to box in hockey. That's the greatest part. You combine sports. It was really fun. Minnesota ended up winning.
I saw that. Yeah, I think the St. Louis Blues fans were kind of stunned.
Yeah, and there was a ton. I mean, everybody wearing Blues jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. It was fun to see the excitement of just a packed Sprint Center for a different kind of event that we don't normally get to see.
Sure.
So.
And we knew it was packed by the parking.
Oh.
Or lack thereof.
Oh, yes. Indeed. Meanwhile, a different sport, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says he expects players to stand during the national anthem. NBA rules expressly state that the players must be present and stand in a dignified posture during the anthem. Silver declined to discuss any potential punishments if a player were to kneel during the anthem. Our unbeaten Chiefs will be in the national spotlight for their Week 4 game. They host the Redskins on Monday Night Football at Arrowhead. Kansas City, one of just two 3-0 teams in the NFL, along with Atlanta, while Washington is 2-1. Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus says she has breast cancer. The star of Veep and Seinfeld made the announcement over Twitter yesterday, saying, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. In a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, HBO says production on Veep will continue for its final season, and HBO will adjust the production schedule as needed. And anybody who wants to dress like Snow White or Mickey Mouse at Disneyland or Disney World has to get a job at the theme parks. They have a new dress code ban. It's banning adults from dressing as characters. Guests wearing costumes can be refused entry or even removed from a park. Disney says the policy is meant to ensure that only adults in costume are staff members. Short capes, hats, tiaras, still allowed, just as long as faces aren't covered.
So I can't go Porky Pig in there?
That scares me a bit that they had to make a rule about this.
Yes, because creepy people were apparently probably trying to talk to children in costume.
No.
That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
You want Liberty Corn Maze passes? You just need the right answer. 1 in 5 homes has one of these. And no, text line, it is not an annoying in-law living with you.
Oh, who's having a problem? Somebody's having an issue.
816-576-7102.
All right, Stephanie, you're up first in Kansas City. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. What is your guess here?
I'm going to say a computer.
Computer is a good guess, but that is not the right answer.
More people taking that. Adam and Liberty, good morning. What's your guess here?
Is it a fireplace?
It is. Yeah. Boom.
Oh, wow.
Really? It is a fireplace. Yeah, 1 in 5. The other night, I went through my neighborhood, and I'm like, oh, they have a fireplace. Hey, they do, too. These were all built at the same time. Everyone has a fireplace except us.
Wait, you don't?
No.
How does Santa come visit?
Oh. Hey, man, watch your mouth.
Oh, sorry.
Around my children. No, we don't. And I love fireplaces.
Wow.
No, but that's the correct answer. We'll give
him
a family 4-pack of Liberty corn. Hey, why don't you leave us poor people
well,
alone?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, it's...
You want to kick me while I'm down here?
No, I just feel like no matter what house that we've... Oh, wait, no, come to think of it, my parents don't have a fireplace.
Yeah, see? Old Overland Park.
That's weird.
Yeah.
But they have a 110-year-old, like, farmhouse.
True.
Downtown OP.
I'm 1960s so. Era. Everybody else apparently
no
got one.
This town has an electric one.
That's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to get desperate and buy that, you know, the cheap little one that you can just put in the insert.
We're going to get you the sticker one that we had in the back closet for a while that looks like a fireplace. We'll just put it up.
Oh, yeah, it goes up on the wall.
Yeah. And then you just roll it up when you're done.
A fathead fireplace.
It is.
That's sad.
Here's where the presents come from, kids.
I'm about 1 year away from that whole thing ending, by the way.
Oh, yes, you are.
That whole...
I'm actually surprised you held on to it that
long. I know,
me
and
too.
Trust me, I have worked to keep that going.
Right.
All right, entertainment news coming up. It looks like we may not get a third Sex and the City movie. Wait until you hear the reason why.
Were we expecting this or what?
This was something that was supposed to be happening like this coming week's pre-production, and now, boom.
In 15 minutes, my hopes get shattered.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The show for Friday morning, the 29th of September.
Celebrating birthdays, rock and roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis is 82. TV personality Brian Gumbel is 69. And from MTV's Laguna Beach and The Hills, Lo Bosworth is 31. Jim Parsons was named Forbes' highest-paid TV actor of 2017, earned $27.5 million in the year leading up to June 1st. Parsons makes $1 million per episode on The Big Bang Theory. He also has a couple of nice endorsement deals that help bump up that money a little bit. The Big Bang Theory's cast dominates the rest of the top three. Johnny Galecki is in second with $26.5 million, and Simon Helberg is third with $26 million.
Is this the final season of Big Bang, or is it... still on for
I think it's
a little
still
while.
On.
Yeah. No,
you've
I don't
got
think,
a couple seasons left.
Although that spinoff, we'll see how that does, young Sheldon.
Right.
Maybe that's the way it goes. The cast and crew of Sex and the City are devastated that a third movie that was set to go into pre-production this month has now been shelved because of the demands of Kim Cattrall. This is according to Daily Mail TV. Warner Brothers had given the much-anticipated project the green light after months of speculation, and the movie was supposed to start filming just in coming days. A source involved in the production said Kim had the audacity to tell Warner Brothers that she would only do this if they had made other movies that she had in development. The old, if you make this, I'll do this. Sex in the City 3 for us.
It sounds all around like crickets.
Yeah. Did you see part 2? We don't need a 3. 2 was terrible.
Right.
Terrible.
Almost argue you didn't need part 1.
Shush your mouth.
You thought that one was good?
I did like
I thought
the first
it was cute.
One. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Rob Kardashian and Kylie Jenner are suing Blac Chyna for assault, vandalism, and battery. Court documents claim Chyna was intoxicated on drugs and alcohol when she tried to strangle. Well, here, you'll like this part. She tried to strangle Kardashian.
No, okay.
There's some excitement. With an iPhone cable in Jenner's home.
Resourceful.
And damaged their property. The documents also allege Chyna terrorized Jenner with threatening messages when Jenner began dating the father of Chyna's first child, rapper Tyga. Kardashian and Chyna share a 10-month-old daughter.
Wait, what? Is any of this in the TV show?
Oh, I'm sure it will be. I'm sure
it
will
come out. Is this what I
missed
by not watching that crap?
No, do not ever watch that show.
Okay.
Please don't.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Show with Jen and Truda, Friday morning. You guys realize the next time we talk, it will be October.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
The Royals will officially be done by then.
Oh, why do you got to be all sad
about
that?
Yeah, why do you get so depressing?
You got to bring up bad stuff.
That's the end. We're bringing in a new season. Then we start Monday Night Football. It's
yeah,
really
new players.
Fun.
We're going to say goodbye. You realize there'd be some tears shed this weekend? last game with Hosmer, maybe Kane. Who knows what's going to happen to Moose?
Those tears are from Shaylee, who still never got to date them. That's where those tears are coming from.
Shales, you better hit up McFadden Sunday night.
I'll be there.
There's a chance.
I'll be there. It's a sporting game Saturday, McFadden Sunday, Monday Night Football
you
Monday.
You got it all made.
I'm good.
That's it.
All sports are covered.
Yep.
Somebody can maybe help me out. I thought I saw Travis Kelce at the hockey game last night at Sprint Center. Is there a chance he would have been there?
He frequents like a lot of stuff around that area. He was at Fashion Week last year.
Oh, Joey's pointing at me. What's Joey's trying to say here?
He was at the game. I saw the Sprint Center retweeted a picture of him.
Okay, because I saw him and I'm like, oh, Kelsey's here. I need Shaylee to come over here.
Why didn't you call me?
Start a new dating show right now.
Catching Shaylee?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in.
And by frequenting a lot of stuff around there, do you mean like Shark Bar or what do you mean?
Yeah, but he also goes to like Fashion Week and stuff like that. I've seen him there several times.
Really? And how do you know these things, Shaylee? How do you know where Travis Kelce's hanging out?
You know what? Because he wants to hang out with me and he always is where I am, which is weird. And
no, real answer.
Okay, how fine. You know? I know where he's at. Well, whatever.
Are you following him on Twitter? Is this a social media?
I follow him on social.
Are you hanging out downtown
looking? I know people.
Do you know what building he lives in? Yes or no?
Yes, but everybody does. Hey. That's not fair.
I don't know what building. Brian, do you know what
building? Don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Oh, come on. You guys could take a very good, educated guess and guess where Travis Kelce lives.
I've never seen
that. Why are you guys looking at me like I'm crazy?
Does it end in light?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get you figure that out, I suppose.
Maybe it's for the best that you weren't
at the Hosmer
there,
too?
But I am going to Chiefs Style Lounge tonight for Fashion Week.
Are you guys going to the Monday Night Football game?
I don't have tickets.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a shame.
You going to get us? You going to help us? Pick us up, sir?
Dude, I barely have tickets.
You've got the most important job because you have to announce the national anthem, which is what everyone is going to be watching.
Yes.
And you
can
have
you Facebook
to say,
Live yourself while you're doing that?
Well, you know, I've actually asked that before, but there's league rules that dictate what you can and can't do.
Oh, really?
Because they control a lot of that stuff.
So you'll probably be on national TV Monday with that announcement.
Well, yeah, I think they will because ESPN always takes it live. But there goes, you know, there's the firecracker in the barrel again.
Right.
Although, just to cheese Dale off, I'm going to be kneeling in the booth.
Stop. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Can you imagine? Don't do that.
But then just be like, oh, sorry, I was tying my shoe.
You just drop something right before the anthem and you kneel down to get it. Everybody loses their minds.
Oh, I've already heard 3 hours of ignorance before that, so I'm sure it'll just lead to one another. All right. Well, coming up here, we've got to take a recap of yesterday's teen driving topic that we were discussing. But first, 10 items or less, the stuff we need to know for today.
A Kansas woman is $50,000 richer after a lucky gift from her son. Sandra Gillum of Ottawa says her son bought a few $5 super red hot crossword scratch-off tickets at a gas station recently and gave her one. She waited until the next day to scratch, found it was a $50,000 winner. She says that after a lifetime of renting, she's going to use the money to put a down payment on a home. Royals lost 4-1 to the Tigers at Kauffman. The Royals begin their final series of the season tonight against the playoff-bound Diamondbacks at the K. Royals are 78-81. They have to win all three games to avoid finishing under .500 this year. Did you hear about this woman in Italy? She married herself in a small ceremony, complete with bridesmaids, had a wedding cake and everything. Laura Messi, she's 40 years old. She's a fitness instructor and a vlogger from a small town near Milan, believed to be the first woman in the country to marry herself. She said she first considered the idea of a solo wedding after the end of a 12-year relationship 2 years ago. She said, I told my relatives and friends that if I hadn't found my soulmate, I would marry myself by my 40th birthday. And it is National Coffee Day. Shaylee and I are celebrating. Mm-hmm. There are several places that have free or discounted coffee, not only today, but through the weekend. Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, McDonald's, all of them have different deals. But all the different places and discounts are up on the KC1021 Facebook page. You can give us a like while you're there. Help us hit 10,000, would you? That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
For Friday morning, as we typically do here on the show, asking you how you are, hashtag blessed.
816-576-7102. You can call or text the 12th one we get. Either way, wins tickets to Kansas City Fashion Week.
A lot of people on the phone line, so let's start there if we shall. Hashtag blessed. And we'll go to Gladstone. Here's Leslie. How are you? Hashtag blessed, Leslie.
Hello? Can you hear
Leslie,
us?
Leslie, hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, all right.
What makes you hashtag blessed?
My kids.
Your kids. What's good about your kids right now? What are they doing? How old are they?
Well, they're going to school. That's what's good about them.
Yes.
But, you know, I get to hang out with them a little bit on the weekends, and that's about all I can take of them. But, yeah, they make me real happy.
Oh, good.
And send them back to school.
That's right.
All right, that's awesome. Blue Springs, Robbie, how are you hashtag blessed?
I'm hashtag blessed because I got into hard to get into nursing school.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Good for you.
That's awesome. How long have you been working at that?
Doing like prereqs for a couple years. And this specific program only happens every 2 years, so I had to wait for this round.
Oh,
but
wow.
I got into my first track.
Good for you.
All right, good job. Congrats. Liberty, here's Julie. Julie, how are you hashtag blessed?
Julie? Hello?
That button doesn't work. Julie, good morning. How are you hashtag blessed?
Hashtag family.
Yeah. Hashtag
blessed. What's good about your family?
We have a festival this weekend, so we're all going to be together.
And eating and playing and doing great things?
Yes.
Fantastic.
That sounds good. Thank you, Julie. Heather, how are you hashtag blessed?
These phones are fantastic
this
morning.
I don't know. Not hear us or what? Heather, good morning.
Hashtag Hi.
How are you hashtag blessed this weekend?
I am blessed. It's payday.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
And you know what? To top it off, you are actually the 12th text or call we got. So you are hashtag blessed with Kansas City Fashion Week passes.
All right.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
It's payday. Yes.
I'm not kidding you.
I get paid every Friday.
Oh, good. Even better. Do you know how much I was down to? It's a good thing it's payday. I literally had $112 in my account. Is that pathetic for a 42-year-old woman? I had $112.
My cabinets are ready for groceries.
Yes. Seriously.
At 112 more than I have. I get that email the other day.
Ah, man. All right. Joey, that's we'll fine. Get your info, get you your Kansas City Fashion Week tickets. Thanks for calling this morning.
Yep, good job. Hey, before we go too far, I do want to get, she's not going to win because she's the 13th caller. But Whitney, I think it's pretty cool. What is your hashtag blessed for today?
I got to see a complete stranger. We were stopped at a stoplight, and she just handed her lunch sack out the door to someone waiting on the side of the road. So that was really cool.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah. What part of the city were you in?
That was in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Fantastic. Making feel somebody good for a Friday. That's great.
Absolutely. It was really cool just to see how much she just helped someone out. Just blessed their day. So I was blessed to see someone else.
You got to pay it forward now. You got to carry it on.
Absolutely. I plan on doing that.
Excellent.
All the feels on a Friday.
Yep. Have a great weekend, Whitney. Thank you so much. Thanks to everybody who is hashtag blessed today. We'll be right back after this.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
We'll give you a chance to win some Cinetopia movie passes here in just a minute, but we have to tell you about the new ones that are out this weekend. Some big ones. Mr. Tom Cruise with a new movie called American Made. A pilot lands work for the CIA and as a drug runner during the 1980s.
You'd run the company, but after hours, you work for us.
Takes pictures?
The work is covert.
Covert.
So anyone finds out about it, family, friends, even Lucy. It's Lucy, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That'd be a problem.
Oh, this is legal?
If you're doing it for the good guys? Yeah. Just don't get caught.
Another big movie opening up, Battle of the Sexes. This is the true story of the 1973 tennis match between world number one Billie Jean King and ex-champ and serial hustler Bobby Riggs. Emma Stone is in this, Steve Carell. This is going to be a big movie.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love women in the bedroom and in the kitchen. But these days, they want to be everywhere. They want to be doing everything. Where is it going to end? Pretty soon, us fellas aren't going to be able to go to a ball game. We're not going to be able to go fishing. We're not going to be able to stop and have a drink after work. And that's what this whole women's lit thing is about. And it's got to stop. And Bobby Riggs is the man to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Custer's last stand. This is the lobber versus the liver.
And the other new one coming out this weekend is Flatliners. Five medical students obsessed by death embark on an experiment by stopping their hearts for short periods. This is actually the sequel. You remember the one back in 1990 with Julia
saying,
Roberts?
Is this a remake or a sequel?
It's the exact same title, Flatliners. They didn't even, I'm not sure what they changed, but when I read about it, they are calling it a sequel.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I'm not sure how that's going to work. To me, it looks exactly like the original.
I was going
to
say.
Even with the same title, which is odd
yeah,
to me.
Right.
But Ellen Page is in this, so we'll see what Flatliners is all about.
Ellen says the movie's opened up to a lot of interpretations, actually.
What intrigues me in terms of this film is I think it can be relatively ambiguous what it means to people. Are these projections in someone's mind, unresolved trauma in one's unconscious, or is it something supernatural, or what have you?
If you would like to check out any of those movies or any of the great 80s movies that they are showing at Cinetopia out in Overland Park at 131st Street, we've got a family four-pack of passes to Cinetopia. We will give those to caller 12 right now, 816-576-7102.
Yeah, it's cool because Cinetopia does the Wednesday night 80s movie series.
Yes.
Which, by the way, millennial, have you been out there?
No, I was washing
okay,
my hair.
All right, stumble over that, will you? Next week, they're showing Coming to America.
I love Arsenio Hall. They're making a new one of those. They're making the sequel to that,
yeah,
Coming
that's
what
to he
America.
Told us.
So
yeah.
This would be a great time to go see the first one in the theater and then check out the sequel when it comes out.
That's right. So every Wednesday night, two screenings at 7 and 10 if you want to go to the 80s movies there or check out one of the great the movie parlors or some of the other great stuff they have in Cinetopia.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What's the big thing that just went on sale at midnight? Super Nintendo 2.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I love that game.
Okay.
I do not. Well. I'm thinking my entire. Yeah, exactly. Our basement is full of every gaming system that my husband has ever owned. We have everything from Atari to every Nintendo, every version of everything ever made, and no one touches it. It never gets played.
That's true, right? We have the Atari simulators. We've got a Wii.
We had the original Atari. And we didn't accidentally. We sold it in a garage sale because we didn't know what they were worth. It was in mint condition for $20.
No. What?
Mm-hmm.
With games and everything?
Oh, yeah. Whole thing. Just getting rid of it. Yeah.
Seriously.
We didn't know. Joey, are you a gamer? Are you into all this stuff?
My old, Nintendo 64, and I had a PlayStation 3 in college, which is really just now a Netflix machine.
It's true.
Exactly. Right? We used ours as a Blu-ray player for a long time.
Yeah. Somebody at home says, hey, can you fire up the Wii? I want to watch Netflix.
Right.
Not to play anything on. So people are lining up today. It went on sale right at midnight. And I saw friends of mine on Facebook that lined up at midnight to get the brand new Super Nintendo. And it's preloaded with the games and all that stuff. Is that what it is?
$79.99. Mm-hmm. Super NES Classic Edition. Yeah, I'm going to guess that was sold out by 12:02.
Probably so, yeah. Remember, it was at Christmas time last year we tried to find,
yes.
Was it the regular Nintendo one?
Yeah, the classic.
Right.
By the way, I am already stocking up on things that we will be giving away this holiday season.
Oh, good.
All those big toys that everyone's already talking about, I've got them early so that when you are desperate and at the store going, but we have to find a fingerling and we can't, we will have them to give away. The Teddy Ruxpin 2017. My son must have it.
Couldn't get over the Teddy Ruxpin was one of the big toys of the holiday season.
Huge.
So the Hatchimal is not the thing this year.
Not anymore. Although they do have new baby Hatchimals that are still big, but I think you'll be able to find those. I think those will be
more common.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Well, stay tuned. Kansas City's Christmas Station. When we come back from the weekend, it's going to be October already, inching that much closer to the holiday. Which I just can't believe I'm saying.
This close to Black Friday shopping.
Right?
So exciting.
Whole Foods shoppers are being urged to check their credit card statements after the company says it was hacked. Reports say hackers gained access to customers' credit card information at some of its locations. Whole Foods, which is now owned by Amazon, didn't say which stores were targeted or how many customers were impacted. They're now using a top cybersecurity forensics team to investigate the hack. The Unbeaten Chiefs is going to be in the national spotlight for their week four game. They host the Redskins Monday Night Football at Arrowhead. Kansas City, one of just two 3-0 teams in the NFL, along with Atlanta. Washington is 2-1. Actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus says she has breast cancer. The star of Veep and Seinfeld made the announcement over Twitter yesterday saying, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. I love that she announced it that way because it was a great reminder of, tomorrow, this might be you. And that's just fact. 1 in 8 of us, it's going to happen to. Today, it's me.
Sure.
Get checked. In a statement to The Hollywood Reporter, HBO says production on Veep will continue for its final season, and HBO will adjust the production schedule as needed.
And anybody who wants to dress like Snow White or Mickey Mouse at Disneyland or Disney World needs to get a job at those theme parks. A new dress code bans adults from dressing as characters. Guests wearing costumes can be refused entry or even removed from a park. Disney says the policy is meant to ensure that only adults in costumes are staff members. Short capes, hats, and tiaras are still allowed, just as long as faces aren't covered.
So I can't go. No Porky Pigot in the kingdom anymore, huh?
If Shaylee brought this up a little bit ago, how creepy is it that that had to be brought to the forefront? Which means somebody not on the up and up.
I think it's adorable when you see little girls dressed as Belle and Cinderella walking
Snow
around.
White.
That's adorable. But if I see a grown woman...
Oh, but when I'm there, it's all suddenly not fun and games anymore, huh?
No.
You in the blue glitter dress. It just ain't right.
With a goatee. Cinderella with a goatee does not work.
I could be somebody else.
No,
I could
you
be
can't.
Pinocchio.
No. Just no.
Yeah, maybe you stay away from Disney. maybe that's for the best. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
October 13th, it's a Friday night. The Miami Heat will be taking on the Philadelphia 76ers at Sprint Center. You want to win tickets? We just have to win Google Predicts, that's all.
Oh, that's it. Yes. Ashlyn in St. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. Sound like you're ready for Friday.
I am. I'm super excited. I just want to say I love listening to your old show. I listen to you on the way to work, at work, on the way home. You guys are just awesome.
Okay, what are you after here? You
just want basketball tickets.
Mom, is that you?
No, I mean it. I genuinely mean it. You guys just put a smile on my face every morning.
Oh, okay. Well, tickets. That's I don't think we need.
#blessed.
No, you still have to play the game. I wrote these Google Predicts just for you, jerk stores.
All right, Ashlyn. In 1 minute, how many do you think Shaylee and I can get right?
Oh, I mean,
go low. We won't be offended.
I know. I'm thinking. Like, I'm sorry to say, I'm thinking zero. Okay. I think that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to say zero.
All right.
Well, this is the game where that's an acceptable answer.
I love when
not heard us play before, this is tough.
The bar is set low, and yes. That's fantastic.
What happens is I go to google.com. I literally start typing stuff into the Google search bar. It auto-completes it for you if you guys know how Google works. What I do is I type random things in. I take the very first sentence that Google auto-completes, and that is called Google Predicts, okay?
All right.
So zero. Very
stretched
acceptable.
And ready.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
How can pigs?
How can pigs fly? How can pigs eat? How can pigs fight? How can pigs play in the mud? How can pigs go to sleep? How do pigs sleep standing up?
How do pigs roll in the mud? You already said that. How do pigs jump? How do pigs cry? How do pigs make friends?
How do pigs snort? How do pigs walk, run? How do pigs eat, jump, play?
Pass. Actually very close.
Why do we not lose weight? Why do we eat so much? Why do we not make any money? Why do we not?
Why do we not have friends? Why do we not know what we're doing?
Why do I not have a girlfriend? Why do I not have a boyfriend? Oh, why am I not married? Why
am I still single?
Ooh, why will my computer not work? Next.
How long does it take to
find a girlfriend? Find a boyfriend? Find a significant other?
10 seconds.
Get drunk.
Get dirty. How long does it take to make a baby?
What?
I think that's your mileage may vary on that one. I don't know on that.
Oh, jeez.
As we said, Ashlyn, zero is good.
Fantastic.
So there we go.
I like it.
We are going to send you out to that NBA game at Sprint Center, all right?
That's so great. Thanks, guys.
You're sure. Very
oh,
welcome.
I got to hear these answers.
All right, for the answers here, how can pigs swim?
I said that, didn't I?
I don't know if you said swim.
Check the tape. You didn't say
we
that at all. You said everything
it.
But.
I think it's
like
a jump.
Jump, yeah. Roll in the mud. You guys were pretty close. Why do we, and this is a good one now, very topical, why do we stand for the national anthem?
Oh, that is a good one.
I should have thought of what's happening in the news. And how long does it take to get to Mars?
What? Who's asking that?
What are you Googling?
Elon Musk today says that they have a plan to colonize Mars and get people to and from. Well, you guys should read the news more often.
Stupid Google. I think we were closer. How do you get a girlfriend and a boyfriend?
Yeah. How long does it take to make a baby? Is that what you said?
That's what Jen asked.
I'm not sure how close that was.
on Mars. Make a baby on. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars, isn't that?
Yeah, well, obviously.
Something.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And don't forget, Sunday morning, you and I hosting the Alzheimer's Walk at Corporate Woods.
Yeah, over there in Overland Park. We'll be out there nice and early. If you're going to be there, stop up and say hi to us. It's really going to be a big event. They've got a lot going on out there after the walk, so you want to stay after the walk.
Sure. Almost 5,000 people participating in this year's event, which is huge.
Yeah.
And it's something that our family's been a part of for a few years now, so we're looking forward to it again.
All right.
Hope to see you guys out there. Entertainment news for Friday morning, the last time that we'll talk to you in September. How about that?
Celebrating birthdays today, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jerry Lee Lewis is 82. TV personality Brian Gumbel is 69. And from MTV's Laguna Beach and the Hills, Lo Bosworth is 31. Hugh Hefner will get a party in his honor at the Playboy Mansion following his passing on Wednesday. TMZ reports that Darren Metropoulos, who bought the mansion last year for $100 million, he's going to hold a party there to celebrate Hefner's life. The party's going to be a tribute to Hef's life and legacy instead of the usual Playboy-style party. It'll be a little bit different. He has had approval over any parties there at the mansion since he bought the home. The best audio I heard, or anybody talking about it yesterday, was Jenny McCarthy. She had a very sweet, emotional discussion about Hef.
I'll never forget. And the great thing was he would always say, you know, thanks for sharing the dream, Jen, which he'd like to say a lot. And when I thought about him passing last night, I hate getting emotional. But I just thought I wanted one more, you know, like one more chance to just say thanks. Thanks and thank you for sharing your dream with me. And for giving so many girls and so many people an opportunity of a lifetime. So I will always miss you, Hef, and you will never be forgotten. Sorry.
I just thought that was a great reminder for people in general. You always want that one last time. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do that today. And maybe don't have to have that emotional, I wish I had said this.
Right.
Maybe go ahead and do it now so you know it's said. Jim Parsons was named Forbes.
Stop. I'm just going to say right now.
Why are
it's
you?
It's the playing? Last time.
Do
you
not,
guys are awesome.
No.
And I dedicate this song to you. It's
Lord covered Phil Collins in the air tonight, and I think it's horrific. And Brian has been torturing me with it all morning long.
So I just finally had to put it on the air because you never know, right? So
this is the last time we're together.
For September. So I thought I would tell you one last time for September.
I can assure you this is the last time we'll be together now. This is it. That's I've been sent.
Every time, you guys don't know, but off the air, every time Jen leaves the studio, when she walks back in the room, I just hit the button for this song. And it drives her nuts.
She's getting so red and angry. She's clenching her fists.
Bad.
I feel like she's going to throw something. It's going to be at me.
And I like Lord, but why she did that song and did it that way is beyond me. Jim Parsons was named Forbes' highest-paid TV actor of 2017, earned $27.5 million in the year leading up to June 1st. Parsons, who makes $1 million per episode on The Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory cast dominates the rest of the list, too. Johnny Galecki's in second with $26.5 million, and Simon Helberg is third with $26 million. What I'm saying is we need to get on The Big Bang Theory.
Where's Kaley Cuoco on that list?
That's well, this is all dudes. That's why. That's kind of an issue.
Mm-hmm.
She's not a dude.
Not a dude.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, right?
Yes. Entertainment news brought to you by Van Subaru. You can get the Subaru. Stop it.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Do you feel Phil Collins actually hitting his radio? Because I can't.
Well, it's because he fell.
Come on!
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.